Jeremy Garland here on Noongar Radio. How are you? And, on this Wednesday, nice to be with you. Well, in the program, we'll have Health Matters, and we'll just go to a song first. And Gerard Lockyer comes into the studios here at Noongar Radio, and he'll be talking to us about diabetes. And of course, Mudich Jenna. What is Mudich Jenna? And find out a little bit more about it. Well, Health Matters, which is a topic that we need to discuss. And, of course, diabetes is a topic that needs to be discussed within the community. And to have that conversation in the studio is Gerard Lockyer. Gerard, thanks for coming in to the studios right here at Noongar Radio 100.9 FM.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll have to come a little bit closer to that microphone, and that's all good. Yeah. Gerard, tell us about where you come from and where you work. You work at Mudich Jenna. Tell me about the organisation. Let's go first about who you are as a First Nation person. Tell me a little bit about you and where you come from.
Okay, my connection to country is in the Nullarmut Gariyatta country up in the Pilbara.
Yeah.
I was born in New South Wales, and the reason for that was my dad was in the RAF, and he just moved around from place to place, and then he moved over to Perth here and to finish off his term in the RAF. So my connection is in the Pilbara, and.
Tell us about your role, what you do at Mudich Jenna.
I'm an Aboriginal health professional. So my role is, what we do is we do the biometric checks, so your blood pressures, blood sugars, talk about educating people about diabetes, dietary needs, anything foot related, and then we allow the professionals to carry on.
Yeah. What attracted you to this particular field?
I'd done my training back in 1994, mm-hmm. as a health worker. So I've been a health worker for got over 20 years. And so in that, I just moved from different places around as a health worker, from the Pilbara back down to Perth here, and worked at, prior to East Metro starting, we was through North Metro Health Service, and so I was doing a few programs through there as an Aboriginal health professional, and the position for Mudich Jenna come up, and I applied for it and was successful, and been there since probably about 3 years, current on 4 years.
Yeah. And the motivation for you to do this, there must have been something from within you in order to be able to go, okay, I want to do something for my community.
Yeah, so prior to me becoming a health worker, I finished year 12, and what I want to do is actually become a ranger. So I wanted to work in the wildlife side of things, you know, looking after animals in the, you know, park, national parks and all that. And I seen that you had to have a bit more experience, and so I thought, no, well, instead of doing that, I'll help my people. And
yeah.
So I went and done the health worker training.
Yeah. Did you see that your people needed that? Our people needed it in the community, as you, you know, from our community?
Definitely, yeah. Because there's we've got a lot of illnesses, a lot of diseases that have hurt our people, and that's just not like, you know, non-Aboriginal people that we just go to, you know, services and that and get sorted. It's just it's a new thing to our people, a new disease or a new illness that takes more care to look after.
Yeah, because when you look at your responsibilities, it's not only just being there, but you're also a role model within the community as well to be able to show people what you can do and how you can do it, and also an education to a lot of the Wadjila people.
That's right.
As a liaison officer, to liaise within that, it's a tall order when you think of health and when you're thinking of other people's perceptions and how they perceive.
That's right, yeah. And so it's hard, you know, especially being an Aboriginal man, it's hard, you know, for our men out there, you know, because, you know, some of our men just, you know, don't worry about their health, you know, so, and that's the thing that, you know, you've got to start worrying about your health, because, you know, we want to try and close the gap and have, you know, our grandparents or uncles around to see their nephews and nieces grow up and
Yeah. And on the subject of not worrying about my health, what are some of the reasons and your experience, from your experience, you see that that sort of permeating within the community and going, okay, you know, this is a concern, we need to do something about something here.
Just the young people dying too early.
Good point, and, yeah.
You know, getting all these illnesses and diseases and not having that understanding, that education about it, not learning more about it as well, and just not looking after themselves.
Yeah, so there's a general education that needs to be done.
That's right, yeah.
And there's education from a non-Aboriginal point of view too as well, to understand that process.
Yes.
Because then we can go into the source of the situation, and under that source we can find where some of the problems might lie. But then again, let's talk about Mudich Jenna. And the things that you're doing there at Murichena, and let's sort of explore some of the things, because you're dealing with, we're dealing with diabetes. Tell us a little bit about diabetes.
Diabetes is a illness that affects the body, affects a lot of parts of the body, and there's two parts of diabetes, type 1 and type 2, and also. Women can get it through pregnancies, through gestational. Type 2 is the main one that's in our Aboriginal people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of our people are on insulin as well. Yep. and tablets. Some of the things that it could affect is, you know, it can affect your bloodstream, slow down your bloodstream going down to your, you know, especially to your feet, and that's what we do. Through Mudich Jenna, we check your feet for your neuropathy test and your pulsating checks and all that. And
of course, you're looking for circulation, aren't you?
Yes, yes. So, and you know, with diabetes, that when the sugar substance gets into your bloodstream, it gets thicker and thicker over time. If you don't look after your diabetes, then it'll take a lot slower to go down to your feet and come back up to your heart, and that'll cause, you know, your feeling sensation with no feeling in your feet, and then cause, you know, wounds, sores, you know, all sorts of things with your feet.
Mm. And of course, Jared, what are some of the, I suppose, the signs that people should be looking for? And it does affect people of all ages too.
That's right.
But what are some of the signs that someone is listening to the program right now, listening to the radio, and they need to know they are diabetic or there's something is happening to them that is quite different?
Okay, so if you look at your, if you're feeling some of these signs and symptoms of around your feet, so if you're getting cramps, pain or swelling in your feet, mm-hmm. That's one concern to come see us. Burning, tingling or numbness, any sores, especially if you're diabetic, any sores, come and see us.
And where are these sores?
Could be on the bottom of your feet, could be toes, could be on top of the foot.
Yeah.
Been in hospital because of your feet with diabetes. Any amputations, so any toes or feet or legs cut off. Heart disease, had any heart attacks. Smoking or chewing tobacco. Lost weight recently. Lack of energy. Going to the toilet a lot.
Mm.
Feeling thirsty all the time, and if you have blurry vision.
Yeah, and that means there are signs. I mean, they're not seeing things on a paper or some of that again, a symptom that wasn't there before.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything to do with your feet, if you got any things growing on your feet like corns, calluses, any sores that have been there for a long time and it just won't heal, come see us.
Yeah. And, again, what should they do if they're alarmed about one particular, maybe it's their feet or there are other signs that they haven't had before? What advice would you give them?
Give us a call to find out where we are. We have like 30 different clinics around the metro area in a monthly basis. So give us a call where we are, and just have a chat to our podiatrist. We've got four podiatrists on board and three health workers. And so one of us should be able to help you out.
Yeah. And when the first contact is with you?
First contact usually with our receptionist, Brooke.
Yes,
when they ring up. If they ring up, then again, if they just turn up to a clinic, then our first contact is the health workers.
And walk me through this, because what happens is they'll speak to Brooke, they'll speak to you, or you, and of course they'll speak to a doctor.
So what happens is when you come see us for the first time, you will see, sometimes you'll call Brooke and arrange an appointment to book into our clinic. We are a book-in service also. We are a walk-in service too. So, but if you're out in the clinic, the point of call would be the three health workers, whoever's on that clinic.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we do is if you're a new client, we'll fill in some paperwork and sign you up in the program, and then program's free of charge as well. And then we'll do your biometrics, which is your blood pressure, blood sugar, and just talk about a bit about diabetes and dietary stuff, and then you go and see the podiatrist.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, medication comes if it needs to be?
No, we can't provide medication because we're not doctors.
Yeah.
And so, but...
You'll refer.
We can refer, or the podiatrist will refer for any foot-related signs, so he'll write a letter to the doctors. And also if they need referrals for like footwear and that.
Yeah. And what about other agencies? Do you network with other agencies to assist with the health needs of an individual here?
We do a lot of work, referral pathways with the Medicare locals, like 360, RK Health, Moody's Court, and so on, in regards to like footwear and all needs they need for their chronic illness.
Yeah, and putting the message out to the community, and we're doing it here.
Yep.
It is important because our community is quite different to mainstream community, but we do have health problems and there are challenges that are here. How important your role is to get out there in the community and talk about this.
Well, that's right, and that's why we've got over 300 people on our books, our list, and we've got 30 different community, or 30 different clinics that we run out in the community. So we go as far as down to Mandurah, and then all the way up to Banksia Grove, Merriwa, and then we just go in between. So, they're mainly, some of them are, fortnightly and weekly clinics, and majority of the rest of monthly clinics.
Yeah, and of course, teaching. You're also a teacher within our community as well, but also teaching to mainstream people about the health concerns that we have as Aboriginal people, and to break down those barriers or break those barriers down to give people a greater understanding. That's a role in itself too.
And that's what we've been finding as well with, we've been working a bit with, UWA in relation to talking to the, medical doctors, the students about Aboriginal stuff, about, you know, Aboriginal patients and how to interact and talk to them about, you know, Aboriginal issues or Aboriginal illnesses, how to, explain a problem to them instead of just saying, this is this, and that's it.
How important is that?
Very important especially for Aboriginal people, especially if, because, you know, Aboriginal people, if they don't understand you, they'll just nod and tell you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand, just go away.
Yeah.
So it's a thing that, you know, some of the non-Aboriginal people need to look at and actually explain better about something, so then they have more of an understanding, so then, you know, they won't have a lot of problems or a lot of stuff happen to them.
Yeah. And also, what's the importance of family? you know, that giving the support of a person who has diabetes within the family to sort of educate the families too as well, because it's a double-edged sword when it comes to education, because you've got to be able to understand that family must know when people are in situations of diabetes.
That's true, but then we also got that confidentiality part to it as well. So, also a good thing what we do as well, we run a couple of programs, and we can have the family members come along actually be part of them programs to learn more about, you know, it could be their grandmother, it could be their grandfather, or it could be their, you know, partner's illness. And then they get that understanding. Then I can say, okay, well, that's why he's, you know, doing this, or that's why he's got that ache in his foot, or
and of course the medication too as well. It's most important too, isn't it?
Yes, very true.
To know that they actually go take medication, and also to it is an education right across the board.
That's right. Yeah.
Gerard Lockie, it's great talking to you right here on Health Matters, and we're going to go to a song, and we'll go through some of the other issues right here on Noongar Radio. Thanks for your time at the moment. We'll go to that. Don't go away. Thanks, Johnny, for that right here on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. And Health Matters is the program. And of course, we're sort of touching on the issue, not only touching on the issue, because the issue is about diabetes, and particularly foot care is one of those issues. We need to understand this process when it comes to caring for our feet. And why do we do that? What's the importance on that?
Because they're the two things that hold us up.
Yeah.
So we need our feet.
Yep. They are, aren't they? When you think of it. Because you've got to move, you've got to walk around. And what are some of the things that we can do, what are preventative processes, that we can keep sort of maintaining that process?
After you get out of the shower, you can always just check your feet, see if there's anything growing on them, like I mentioned before, calluses, corns, any like little cuts, toenails, if toenails are too long, you know, cut them down. If you're not sure how to cut them, you come and see us, and one of the podiatrists will teach you how to cut your own toenails, or just come to us and get them done for free. Every time, make sure you dry your feet properly as well, actually thoroughly.
Yeah, why is that?
Of course, tinea, like fungal infections on your feet.
Yeah. And so we have to look for those things too as well.
That's right.
What would you be looking for, and what would you be telling people to do?
Just look in between your toes because some people just wipe their feet and dry them, and that's it. They don't actually go in between their toes. And if you get fungal infections in between your toes, it could cause a sore, and then sore could cause an ulcer, and then, you know, if you're diabetic or chronic illness client, then virtually it could affect your bloodstream as well.
Yeah. And to tell people out there the importance of it, I mean, it is to maintain the health of your feet. What would you tell them to do? That is important, and not only that, for other people who can they can assist. Families can say, "Oh, look, there's something happening here that we need to look at." They can give that assistance too.
I think the biggest thing to make sure you look out for is actually having that feeling in your feet. If you start losing feeling or starting getting numbness or pins and needles in your feet, then it's best to come and get it checked out through a neurovascular test, or just go to your doctor and get it checked out, because it could be signs of you losing that feeling.
Yeah, and you can physically, if someone's walking across the street or doing something, you can see that there's something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
What are some of the clinics that's out there that you liaise with within the Mudich Jenner organisation? There would be and some of the events that are happening out in the
community. So we go to Derby Yerrigan in Mannington and also Mirrabooka on every Tuesday, and also we go to Nijalawangamaya down in Mandurah on once a month on a Monday. Once a fortnight on a Monday.
Yeah. And what do you do there?
So we provide a multi-center service there.
So that's sort of looking at the people and talking and
yep.
the symptoms and
yep. So yeah. doing a clinic at the services like we do in a mobile clinic out in the van.
Yeah, yeah. And what happens there? They just go to the van and talk to you? And
When we're out in the community, they come and we set up out in the different locations and we do your blood sugar and your blood pressure checks, and then we've got our vans set up for a clinical setting for podiatry.
And I think these vans are pretty well known in the community because they have multi-gener on them, haven't
yeah,
they?
And they're brown coloured and they've got a big massive Aboriginal artwork on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they've got Mudich Jenner on there.
And of course strong people, feet, yep.
Yeah, they just come up, rock up to the van and say, okay, this is it.
Yep.
And nine times out of ten, people know that, don't they?
A lot of people know where we are and what time we're going to be there too and what time we're going to get there. But some people might not know, and that's where our gaps, that we need to get it out more to the community to actually find these high risk or medium risk people to come and get their feet checked out.
Yeah, and of course, then again, we did discuss that by referring to other agencies to assist.
Yep.
In some way, you can say, you need extra care and you need some more assistance here.
That's right. Yeah. So we do assist with Medicare locals in relation to foot care or to shoes and anything else that the client needs. So, you know, if you don't have a good pair of shoes, then you'll have, you know, problems with your feet, like with other like plantar fasciitis, which, you know, happens in under your foot, and you know, cause also you get more corns and calluses as well not wearing proper footwear.
Okay, let's explore the sort of appropriate footwear or some of the footwear that could be used, you know, that's appropriate when someone is in the condition, has this condition.
Yeah, so long as they've got a good arch in the shoe, and like I've heard from one of our podiatrists say that you don't have to go out and buy, you know, a $200, $300 pair of shoes. You can just go to Kmart or Target and just buy a $30 pair or $40 pair, and as long as it's got a good arch in it and good supportive shoe, then that'll do.
Yeah, yeah. And what about like footwear for just say for instance walking? I suppose it's specifically designated footwear. Can I wear some runners and do I wear, you know, socks is important. And of course, people without footwear, they could sort of put themselves into some form of danger of damaging their foot too as well.
And that's the thing, if you've got chronic illnesses, that you should be wearing shoes
covered.
Or anything to cover your feet, because any kicks or knocks on your foot and could cause a sore. And then if that's not treated, it could cause an ulcer. And
yeah, because the healing process
is very slow. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing to talk about this because I think it's important to have this conversation, and we need to be able to get this conversation out there in the community as much as possible, and which you're doing. And what sort of reaction are you getting within the community when it comes to putting this out in the community? And you said that you were doing a talk to groups and schools as well, from what I understand. Was it?
We do. Work with UWA around the from the medical doctors, the first year or second year medical doctors,
just to bring that awareness.
That's more to do with the Aboriginal
education component,
sort of.
More to do with
Mudisera.
Yeah, yeah. And the when you look at the buses and they're parked everywhere, you know, you're in various locations.
Yep.
Is there a list of where you'll be on your web page or Yes, do you advertise that?
We do have a list of all our clinics on the webpage, and also we, the organisation we're under, East Metro Health Service, has got a Facebook page as well now, so we put our monthly clinic on there, so then everybody knows where we are for the whole month.
Yeah. So if people wanted to get onto the webpage, what do they do?
If you're on social media, on Facebook, you can always just go onto the East Metro Health Service Facebook page. And if you haven't got Facebook, you can go onto the webpage through the WA Health, through East Metro Health Service. So www.eastmetrohealthservice.com.au, and just type in the search for Mudditch Centre.
And what sort of information would you have on that webpage?
Everything to do with Mudditch Centre, what we are, what we do, and also a list of our clinics.
Yeah. Gerard Lockyer, from Mudditch Centre, and to let people know what Mudditch Centre means within the community, what does that mean?
So Mudditch Centre means strong feet.
Yeah.
And so we, on our flyer and brochure, we got Mudditch Centre, and then we got Mindich Centre, which is, you know, Mindich is sick, and so we want, you know, all you mob out there that have got Mindich feet, come and see us to get Mudditch feet.
Absolutely wonderful. We'll just go to a break, and then we'll come back, and Gerard Lockyer from Mudditch Centre, right here on Health Matters on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. Noongar Radio 100.9 FM Perth, and this is Health Matters, and Gerard Lockyer is in the studio to talk to us about Mudditch Centre. And on the subject of Mudditch Centre, it is more so in the metropolitan area, the same problems in the country, the same challenges, I should say, in the country.
Yes, there is. We're also, one of our clinics we go to is dialysis clinic, and so we see a lot of our mob from community come down and actually get stuck down here because they're on dialysis and waiting to go home. So we go into the dialysis units and see them in there and get their feet checked, and because with their chronic illness, you know, the renal failure, also the, you know, diabetes, heart conditions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a mixture of different things.
One of the, I suppose, a good conversation that we didn't have as much is to identify what is type 1 and then what is type 2, diabetes. So let's just go over that situation. What is a type 1 situation?
So type 1 is diagnosed quickly with a blood test, as symptoms are usually obvious and can be life-threatening. So a lot of type 1 diabetics is mainly in kids.
Yeah.
We see more, we don't see many type 1s, but we see more type 2s in the community.
So type 1, tell me about what type 1, what would happen?
Type 1's insulin dependent only, so they don't take medication.
Yeah.
So they're just on a needle every day for how many times a day they need to take it.
And what happens? Do they go to a clinic where they go onto a machine?
No, they can do it by themselves at home.
All right.
And so they just get a syringe pen.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it used to be like the little 5 mil syringes that you just but now it's all set up in a canister and it's a vial, they just do it every day.
It's a simple test.
Simple injection they do, and that's why they've got to be mindful and look after themselves, because, you know, it could be life threatening.
Now, when it comes to insulin dependent.
Yep.
What happens there?
So it means that their pancreas isn't producing insulin in their body, so that's why they've got to have this needle to actually produce that insulin.
And when people go onto a machine, what happens there for the individual? Like when they go through like a diabetes, the diabetic machines where their blood's being cleansed.
Oh, through the renal, through the
renal
motion.
Yeah,
that's right. So they're you know, getting all the toxins out of their kidneys and flushing their kidneys out, so they're new fluids and all that sort of stuff are going back in.
And lots of people from the country come out to, from the country.
Yes.
To
as far as Kimberley's, up top of the Kimberley's, down to, you know, could be the Pilbara, Kimberley's, down in Murchison. And yeah, down in Percy as well.
And the importance is still about your feet too, because you even if you're in a, on dialysis, you still have to care for your feet as well. It doesn't
mean that
you can let that process go, because I'm getting treatment.
That's
important,
right,
isn't it?
And that's the thing. We've had a couple of clients of ours that have had amputations due to not looking after their feet. So that's why, you know, if you got some problems with your feet or got any things you want to ask about, don't be ashamed.
Just
come and see us, and don't worry about you know, if you got stinky feet, virtually we'll see anybody.
Yeah.
We're not going to turn you away.
And at what level, and I don't like talking about amputations and that, but it's true. You know, these are happening within our community as well, and we need to let people know about these things as well. At what point that people should be looking at, after their feet, that it gets to the point of amputation?
Well, we tried to get it before they even look at losing a toe. And that's the thing, that the self look of your feet is a good thing.
Looking at the feet, and of course, if there's a pre-existing sore that's never been, it's always there for a while.
Just quickly, just come and get it checked out, or go to your doctor and get it sorted. Because, you know, and also if you're diabetic, make sure your levels are good. And because if you start having high levels,
that's important too, isn't it? Those levels are so important, because that's the reason why people are taking their levels of their sugar levels.
That's right. And I've heard stories like some of our mob that have not taken their medication due to other stresses in their life, and they just always forget. And when they start doing that, then the levels get higher every day. It just causes problems, more problems inside your body.
So what would you tell them who are listening in now that needs to do that all the time? They need to ensure that their levels are correct, and the reason why the tests have been done.
It's a hard thing to do, but look after yourself, number one, and make sure you're healthy before you make others healthy.
That's a good point, isn't it? Yeah. And because we are all role models within our community.
That's
as well,
right,
to able to make a change and to change the process of what's happening to in our lives as well.
That's right.
Yeah. And of course, you would have had some great success stories. I mean, talking about all this, sometimes it can make you feel down, but at the same time, there's been a lot of positive stories in the community as well. You've helped someone at least.
Yes, I wouldn't say help, but we sort of picked it up pretty quick. It was a client at one of our dialysis units, didn't want to see us for, all the time, and one day he just wanted to see us and found he had a blister on his foot, and so we checked it, we cleaned it up, dressed it.
Yep.
And the next week, next month, we come in there and seen him again. It became an ulcerated wound.
Yeah.
And he started feeling sick from the infection and all that. And sad thing, he lost the toe or lost the foot or something. I'm not sure what actually.
Yeah.
He had an amputation anyway.
Yeah.
And so we try and prevent them things, but if we got, and that is why we try and had the positive message about looking after your feet and checking them out every day.
Okay, let's recap in this conversation. Let's tell us about where you are working at the moment, and where people can get in contact with Mudich Jenner. And even when it comes to education, to tell people about the things that that's out there for community groups too as well. I think it's really important to understand this. I think we can talk to a person on a patient level on a number of issues, but also community education. It's pretty important.
Okay, so we're our office is based in Midland, mm-hmm. in 18 Helena Street, and our phone number is 9278 9922. So if you want to know where we are for, you know, next week or the week after or so on, just give us a call. If there's no answer, leave a message and we will get back to you. Coming up this week, tomorrow we're at the office in Midland for a clinic. Also we're at Champion Centre. Also, we've got a dietitian that we'll be going to the Mirrabooka Derby Yerrigan. And then on Friday, we will be at Ashfield, at the Ashfield Oval.
Yeah, and that's quite, again, the buses will be out there, the trucks will be out there.
Yep.
They're easy to spot. And also the web page, people can get onto the web page.
Yep, you can get onto
Tell
the
us
web
that.
Page. www.eastmetrohealthservice.com.au.
Yeah, and of course there's lots of information there as well, and those locations will circulate those locations here at Noongar Radio 100.9 FM as well.
Reframe that. www.eastmetrohealthservice.wa.gov.au. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm sure people can understand
that. .com.au.
Yeah, there's so many dots and lots of comms as well. And of course, for people to can register with Mudichena.
Yep.
And of course, wait for their locations and pop in, or they can pop in anywhere really, any particular area.
Yeah, so we're a walk-in service. Yeah. So just turn up, just find out when we're going to be there till and what time we're going to be there, and then just turn up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think we're very close to almost closing time, but it's really nice talking with you, Jared, and then we'll recap and let's go to a song right here on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. And I'm speaking with Gerard Lockyer from Mudichena on Health Matters.
G'day.
You're listening to Noongar Radio 100.9 FM. And, well, of course, Gerard Lockyer, thanks for coming into the studio. We've only got a couple of minutes to go, so you've got 2 minutes before the news, just letting you know, so just have a look at that little time there. From Mudichena, let's sort of recap on some of the things we're talking about here. And let's sort of, the important points that we need to raise, we've got about 2 minutes to go.
Recapping, check your feet, any things on your feet that you're unaware of, come and see us. If you just want to get your diabetes sorted out, come and see us about that. We can do, you know, a bit of education through some of our programs we're running. We've got a Journey We Live in Diabetes program running at the moment. It started last week, Wednesday. It's on again today at 1 o'clock in 18 Helena Street in Midland. It's a 10-week program. So if you want a bit of education more on diabetes and a bit of exercise and also just getting your weight checked and doing on like a healthy plan, come and check it out. Also, if you're a bit wary about your health, just come and see us anyway.
Yeah. The 10-week program, that's open to the public?
That's open to the public.
Is it anywhere around the corner,
at the moment
or just in Midland?
At the moment it's in Midland. And later on after that we will be moving it around. That's run under East Metro Health Service. So it's same sort of with us as well, with Mudichena.
And Gerard Lockyer, what would you cover on that 10 weeks? What are some of the things on the course?
Everything about diabetes. So what is diabetes to how to help you out with it?
Yeah.
So with medication and how to look after your healthy eating, reading food labels, and also we have an exercise physiologist that will come in and actually do some exercise with you.
And we've about a minute to go right here at Noongar Radio. And Gerard Lockyer, would you like to sort of mention anything else that you need to raise just before the news?
Also, we've been nominated for an award through with the Health Excellence conference coming up. So we're a finalist in the category of achieving better health outcomes for Aboriginal people.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
From Noongar Radio, and of course congratulations within the community, and the it just goes to show what is being done within the community as well. Thanks for coming on the program right here on Health Matters, and thank you for giving us the time here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.